The following story about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is recorded in the Gemara in Tanis. A person was once traveling and he passed near Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's home, and he put down a few roosters that he was taking along with him. He put them down tied up near Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's home, and he forgot them there, and he went his way and just forgot his roosters near Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's home. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife heard the roosters, and when she saw that there was no one around, so she went to her husband and asked her, "What am I supposed to do? Someone left a bunch of roosters tied up near our house." So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, "Must be someone left them here and forgot where they were. So let's watch them till he comes to collect his lost item. We know the Torah gives us a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, to return someone's lost item." So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, "Let's take care of his roosters for him." So they fed them and they gave them to drink. And Halacha says that when you have a lost item that produces and needs, that you should take care of it, so you can use some of the produce to cover the cost, and you take care of that item. So you take care of it as though the owner would take care of it. So they're taking care of his roosters, they're giving them to eat, they're giving them to drink, and these roosters are running around his yard, and they're laying eggs. They're sitting on the eggs until the eggs hatch, and now they have roosters and chicks running around their yard. And after a while, these chicks become roosters, and they lay more eggs. And now, slowly but surely, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's yard is filled with roosters. Now, before we continue, we have to understand, who was Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was a person who didn't have a penny. Chazal tell us that they had one carob tree growing in their front yard, and they'd collect the carobs from the tree, and a small volume of carobs, if you figure them, about the volume of, half a Coke bottle of carobs, that was their breakfast, lunch, and supper for a week, him and his wife. So you have these two scrawny, emaciated individuals who are living on a little bit of carob each day. That's their breakfast, lunch, and supper. And their yard is getting filled with these roosters. So their yard is filled, and Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa sees that this is taking up too much of his time taking care of all those roosters. Where is he going to feed all these roosters? And they're driving him crazy. They're going all around his yard pecking and making noise. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa sells the roosters and purchases goats. Says goats, they go and they eat in the field and they come back. I don't have to worry about them. So the goats produce milk. The goats go around and eat. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa sells the milk and he's making more money for this guy. And after a long time, the man comes back. And as he comes back, he passes Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's home. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was a famous individual. He's a big tzaddik. The Gemara tells us that one time his wife, on every Erev Shabbos, she was embarrassed that she had nothing to prepare for Shabbos. So all the other women of the neighborhood, they would have smoke coming out of their chimneys because they were cooking things for Shabbos. She didn't want them to know that they had no food. So she would just take firewood and put it in the oven, and then they'd see smoke coming out of her chimney like everyone else's. Well, she had a nosy neighbor, and her nosy neighbor said, I see that they have no money. What's she cooking? So one time she came to visit Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's home on a Friday afternoon as the smoke is coming out of the chimney, and she's chatting with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife, and when she sees the opportunity, she grabs the oven door and pulls it wide open. Now, God didn't want Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and his wife to be shamed. So we have on tradition that at that minute God made a miracle and the oven became filled with all kinds of delicious food, much to the astonishment of this neighbor who was sure that she'd find an empty oven and she'd catch Mrs. Chanina ben Dosa and say, "Ha! I see you're fake. You really make nothing in honor of Shabbos, but God ensured that that wouldn't happen.
For Shabbat, they don't have anything to eat?
They were poor. What can you do? So this man comes by the famous Rabbi Hanina Mendoza's house, and of course, once he sees that home with the one carob tree in the front yard, he remembers. So he starts looking. Hey, I wonder what happened with those roosters. And he bumps into Rabbi Hanina Mendoza, and he asks him, maybe you know. So Rabbi Hanina Mendoza tells him, maybe you remember a sign. Prove to me that those were your roosters. And the man gives him a sign. What? He tied them with a red ribbon. They were brown roosters. And Rabbi Hanina Mendoza says, oh, okay, so yeah, I found your roosters. Come here, look at your roosters. And he takes him to the pen where he has a bunch of goats. And he says, they're all yours. I used the money from your roosters to buy these goats. And now you have a bunch of goats and they're all yours. And the man took back the goats and went home very happy. And this is the famous story of Rabbi Hanina Mendoza and how he did the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda, returning someone else's lost item to the fullest. He did it as best as he could.